Reeve Robert Willing of the MD of Peace joins us on the line today. Mr. Reeve, thank you very much for joining us. Mr. Willing, the big thing right now with the MD of Peace is the fact that Elk Island Park has closed. Why did it close?
Well, it's actually not closed yet. We're just looking into closing it. I mean, it's closed for the winter, obviously, because of snow and other issues there. But yes, we are looking at closing the park. The biggest issues that we have there are cost, first and foremost. It's a very expensive place to maintain. I know that there's not many services there, but it's quite expensive. And we're also thinking safety for the residents and the people that use the park.
Mr. Willing, how difficult a decision was it to make to close Elk Island Park?
It's actually a very difficult decision. That park has been there for many, many years. It originally started as a community organization running it. They ran into financial problems and asked the MD to take it over. And back when we had far more resources than what we have now, it was an easy decision for the municipality to take it over. But it's been becoming increasingly difficult to use it or to support it. The amount of traffic that the park gets is very low. It's hard to get to. If it rains, you can't get out of it. The fence between the park and the grazing lease has been damaged significantly due to falling trees. So it's become a little bit of an albatross for the municipality to support. I mean, we'd love to keep it open. I mean, don't, you know, people think that we're just closing stuff because we want to. This is not because we want to. It's kind of because we have to.
Yeah, that was actually a good point you bring up here, Mr. Willing, is the fact that feedback on this issue has been, from what I hear, quite mixed about the closure. Has that been taken into consideration before and during the issue that's at hand right now?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is part of the reason why it's not permanently closed as of yet. We're still open to the possibility of if a community group wants to step in and take over the management of the park, we certainly would be listening to options on that. It's just, you know, for us, it's just been very difficult. We've had, you know, it's just a really hard place to maintain. Our recreation staff, when they go down to the park, actually have to phone the office before they go down, just in case they can't get back out. So it becomes a bit of a safety concern for the municipality.
That's another good point you bring up here, Mr. Willing, is you're willing to be open, the MD of Peace is willing to be open to possibly community groups and other organizations maintaining the park on behalf of the MD of Peace. How easy can that process be for somebody to step up and say, hey, I'd like to at least help out to try and keep the park open on a permanent basis?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, there's been a bit of a pushback, especially from the residents in the area, and I get it. It's the park that's close to them, and you know, I wouldn't. I live close to Strong Creek Park, and I wouldn't be very happy if the MD was closing that either. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that a community group can get organized, and you know, hopefully they can contact our municipal office. If they do, we can probably set up a meeting with the community group or get people connected with that community group so that they could participate. We don't want to close the park. That's not the issue. The issue is that it's just too expensive right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask as far as my next question was concerned, is how optimistic is the MD of Peace for the park to remain open despite higher costs to maintain?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, in the past, we've received a grant from the MD of Fairview because the park is actually located right on the boundary between our two municipalities. And, I mean, due to their cost cutting, they've had to stop giving us a grant as well. So it's, I mean, their grant was not a huge amount of money. It didn't cover the costs at the park itself, but it certainly helped us with the maintenance of the park. So, you know, for us to go it on our own, it's just, you know, the costs are high. I mean, they're just really, really high.
Robert Willing is the Reeve of the MD of Peace. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith. You have a great day.